Moikka! Welcome to Mastering Finland. This podcast shares stories of foreigners in Finland and provides practical tips and learning opportunities for all. Go ahead, join our community and enjoy listening to this episode. For more information, check our website masteringfinland.com.
All right, hey everyone. This is Matt and you're listening to the Mastering Finland podcast. Our guest today is Jochen Faugel, the project manager for the spouse program provided by the city of Helsinki, partnership with, it's part of the Talent Boost program from the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Employment, and also the Ministry of Education and Culture. Welcome, Jochen.
Thank you so much for having me. Hey, hello, everyone.
All right, so I'm really excited to talk about this program. It's very interesting, but I want to know first, what led you to create the program in the first place?
Yeah. So I usually worked in the private sector for corporates and lately for two startups before I decided to take this job, which opened end of December 2019 by the city. And the city previously was kind of testing this idea for about a year or so, doing some benchmarking and then saying, okay, it's worth trying it and applying for funding. Mm-hmm. There are several reasons. So as you already mentioned, we are part of the bigger Talent Boost initiative. So what that means is that Finland has realized that they have to attract international people to Finland if they want to stay competitive. So basically giving the local companies a good chance to hire the best possible people. Now that usually comes with the task of attracting these people, but at the same time, you also have to make sure that they stay here. And the reason why we got the funding in the first place is because the topic got more and more important. So how to support the talents, but also their spouses. And over the last years, we did have quite a few companies knocking at the city store asking for such a program. Because very often they are doing, or the companies are doing, a good job relocating their international people. But then it's usually so that the time or resources may not allow to do more, and particularly for their spouses. There are exceptions who are doing a wonderful job, but the majority of the companies usually can just focus on the relocation. And why we are focusing on the spouses is because they usually have the weakest spot in this equation when you're moving, because they don't have immediately a job where integration would happen more naturally. They don't go like the kids to kindergarten or to school, which helps to integrate, but they do have the same sacrifices. So they leave the social and the professional network behind, but then often find themselves rather lonely here. So with the program, we follow two goals. On the one side, we want to help the spouses of these international employees, mm-hmm. Because of their weak spot. On the other side, we also want to help, however, the companies to retain their international people, because very often it shows that these international employees choose to go back to their home countries if their spouses are not happy in the new country. So that's why, kind of a bit of the background, why we have received now the funding for 2 years in a row, just applied for the third year and are confident to get it. And yeah, the reason why we are capable of having this very important program.
Okay, great. I definitely, in my workplace, a lot of the people are coming from other countries to work a contract, and they have to bring their whole family with them, and then that's exactly what happens. They've got a job, they're going to be on site all day, and then their spouse is home, whether they have the kids or not. Mm. They have to kind of figure out what they're going to do. And luckily, locally, we have some multicultural center and the integration program that the state provides anyway gives an opportunity for this and that. But it's still very, very difficult. And I think that it's really great that this is something that you guys are providing. So,
thank you very much.
I mean, your aim is to create like an engaging, supportive community for internationals that will nurture both the professional life as well as the personal/social life.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you want to give like a general overview of how it works out, go right ahead.
Yeah, gladly. So it's absolutely correct what you mentioned. When in our program, we focus very much on the professional, but also on the social opportunities we are giving our participants. Because, I mean, both of us, we are not from here. So you are from the States and I'm from Austria. I think we both know that it can be quite challenging. But, you know, social and professional part, they are essential of what makes us. So I think if we want to support people in their integration progress, we also have to focus on those two aspects. Mm-hmm. Now, how we do it in the program is that on the one side, we are providing a community. Due to the COVID situation, we are very much focusing on Slack, kind of giving them the opportunity where they can meet, support each other, which works really well because we have people who just moved here 2 weeks ago. We have people who moved here 5 years ago. So they already have plenty of opportunities to help each other. So we just give them the platform to do so. then going on, workshops, networking events, meetups, that's something we try to do. So we have around 3 to 4 sessions every month we are offering them, whether they are online or now slowly starting to go back more and more face-to-face events. Mm-hmm. But with these things, we try to give them an opportunity to widen their professional network. So meeting, for example, our company partners, giving them the opportunity to present themselves, but also offering them workshops that are qualitatively high and important topics that focus on the job market, giving them the tools how to professionally develop their career. Then we do have our career coaching service. That's the one that we offer to those people who really want to focus on their career, whether it's right now or in the future, but if they have a desire to understand how to develop their career, they can join our career coaching service. And then moving on, we do have, now lately we started our LinkedIn group, which is particularly for our company partners and the participants of our program, just giving them an opportunity to meet, to connect in a professional environment, sharing information that might be valuable for each other. And then we try to have, you know, certain fun elements that just kind of spices up the program, makes it a bit more interesting. So, for example, lottery lunches, game afternoons, and so on. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, you mentioned partners, and you have quite a few. There's about like 40 of them, I think, right? Can you give a few examples of how that partnership works and what a company could do if they wanted to become a partner?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, I have to mention that these partnerships are very important to us. On the one, or certainly it just gives us the opportunity to provide more value to the participants. For example, whether it's knowledge, expertise, but also network perspective. And so that's why we put quite a lot of effort in these partnerships. How can we do that? So as you mentioned already, we have around 40 partners, I think around 31 active company partners. And then we have, I think, about 10 or 11 NGO and public institution partners that support us in different ways. Now, how can you become a partner? That's very easy. If you go to spouseprogram.fi, you find our contact information there. You also find a description about the partnership opportunities. So, you know, just reach out and we are always very happy to talk about different options. And there are indeed different options how you can participate as a partner, because obviously this program is for our participants, but also for our company. So in that process, we don't want to burden them. But we do want to give them the opportunity to participate in a meaningful and valuable way. So there are a few things we expect from our partners. For example, to take part in our networking events, to join our LinkedIn group, and then there are 4 packages. Basically, each partner can choose from, based on the time, based on their resources and expertise. So they can either provide our participants with an internship, they can become mentors and support our participants in their development, They can offer job application guidance, so kind of individually looking at CVs and giving them interview training for a certain amount of spouses. And then the fourth option would be to offer us workshops, 2 workshops a year. So again, it's something we developed lately. Earlier, it was we just had one way to participate, but we just realized that companies are, of course, so different in their approaches and in the amount of resources they have. And that's why we decided to go a different way and have this different partnership options for them.
Okay, great. Yeah, it sounds like you're really checking all the boxes there.
Trying, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about one of your services is that career coaching.
Yeah.
And so expand on that a little bit and tell us how that works.
Yeah. So the reason why we have that is because which is probably no surprise to the two of us, and I think to most of the international people I'm talking to, one of their big goals is to develop their career. And when we are looking at spouses in particular, when they are coming here with their partners, very often these spouses are highly skilled people themselves, right? And obviously they rightfully so want to find a job as soon as possible and keep developing their own career. So that's why we now for the second year in a row, we are working together with Matzer on this, with this service or on this service. And we are providing the people who apply for this with 4 hours of individual coaching. So that's really like 4 hours each participant gets with a professional career coach where they are looking at the individual needs, the challenges, the goals, transferable skills, how to navigate in the Finnish job market, and really individually supporting people to form their career goals and to give them the right tools to achieve these goals.
Okay, great. So what's the criteria for someone who would like to do the career coaching? What do they need to have required to be accepted?
Yeah, so there are 2 main criteria we simply have to have, and that's one is you have to be part of the spouse program. So first you have to become a member of the spouse program, and then you can apply for the career coaching. And the second criteria right now is that you have to be a citizen of Helsinki. So our spouse program itself is open to everybody living in the capital region. So Helsinki, Espoo, and Vantaa people are very welcome to join. But the particular service of the career coaching, and that's due to funding and how that's distributed and who is paying, that at least for the time being, we can only offer to people living in Helsinki. But everybody else in the program who is looking for such a service, we can, of course, provide them with similar links and information related to Espoo or Vantaa. Other than that, at least sufficient enough English skills that you can have a conversation with the career coach, kind of understanding what's the deal there.
Mm-hmm.
Or alternatively, if you may not have English, but your Finnish is very good, of course, that's also one option.
Okay.
But those are kind of the main criteria we are looking for.
All right, great. Your program's operating in the capital region, as you said. So specifically, that's like Helsinki, Espoo, and Vantaa. But for those who are living outside of this region, do you see this program expanding to other parts of the country? Or would you be willing to support the efforts of someone else trying to do like a similar program outside?
Yeah. Well, I'm always, you know, always willing to give my input, and we do have, or I am part of similar groups that have similar projects where we meet like once in 2 months and we discuss ideas together. I do believe that slowly it will spread. You already had it, and we were not the first ones to have it. So it was, I think, it started especially in the university environment, where universities were offering similar services to the partners of professors, for example. So researchers they were hiring to their university. In that perspective, we had, for example, a really good program is Tampere has one, the Hidden Gems program. Now, about a year ago, City of Helsinki and actually Finland-wide, many universities pulled together and they have this Hey Life concept or Hey Life program, where they are, among other things, also having a spouse program. So it happens on university side already quite vividly and has been happening. Citywide, you have it, Helsinki, Espoo has something similar, although Espoo is focusing, going a slightly different way, mainly focusing on international people and among those services offering then a few ones also to spouses. I know Turku had a plan to do it. I'm not sure how far they are with their project, but it will step by step happen. Especially because the Talent Boost initiative is getting more and more important. And I think throughout the years, companies have and will understand more and more that it's vital to their success to hire international people. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's also a matter of, it's also a numbers game. So the capital region has, of course, most of the international people moving here. So then the question might be if, I don't know, you're living somewhere up north in a town with 20,000 people. Would that make sense, to invest money in such a program?
Yeah.
But I also encourage, I'm being approached by people living in different cities asking if they can join. Unfortunately, they can't, but I always encourage them to reach out to their municipalities asking for something like that. But I also try to encourage companies to work together. I mean, obviously, there is a competitive thought and that's okay. So, but this is certainly a topic where this competition can be put aside. And I think even if companies pull together and work on this together, they can have similar programs. So this is public in our case, but it doesn't have to be public. Of course, it can be something privately organized as well.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, the website, as you mentioned, is spouseprogram.fi, and the registration for everything is open till the end of this month, March 31st, 2022. So definitely go check that out, submit an application. Yeah. How can people stay up to date with news about the program? And is there going to be like another deadline same time next year, or what's the plan there?
Yeah. So regarding the deadline, it's important to understand that the spouse program itself, you can apply throughout the year. So we have no deadline there. Okay. Join at any time. We have repeating cycles, kind of onboarding cycles, where we go through specific workshop topics. And then throughout the rest of the year, we provide you with other important topics. But you can join the spouse program at any time. As you correctly mentioned, the deadline for the career coaching, that's 31st of March. So if you find that valuable, please do apply as soon as possible. But you can find, if you go to the webpage, you can find a very good overview of all the services we do offer. And you will also find an overview of the career coaching and when we are offering it the next time. So which probably now will be some point in autumn, I would guess, maybe September, October, that we are starting with the new round.
Okay, excellent. And your contact info is also on the website.
Contact info is there. I think also my phone number. So, you can always write or call me.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Always happy.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to share?
Maybe a few, misconceptions. On the one side, and that's important to mention, we are not an employment program. So our goal is to help people in their integration process, giving them the professional tools or the understanding of how to navigate the job market, giving them relevant contacts through our companies. The career coaching service is very vital, but we are not an employment service as you would find, for example, with the TE office or Kunta Kokeilu. And that's very important to understand. The other thing is, I sometimes get the question, people asking, well, do I have to be married to participate in this program? And no, absolutely not. So, you know, the official status of your relationship is none of our business and our concern. So you can, you know, you can join also if you're not married. And the other thing, the spouse program is for international spouses of international employees, but also very much so for international spouses who are together with a local partner. So that's also your partner does not have to be international.
Okay. That's really good to know. That's really good to know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, that's a great program. Definitely go to Spouse Program Pièce de Fille and check it out and apply if you are in the capital region. And if you get yourself the application to be in the program and you want to take advantage of the career coaching service this upcoming round, you have till the end of the month to submit an application for that. So thank you so much for sharing all this with us. And this is a great program and I'm really happy that it's going off.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Yeah. It's been a pleasure to be able to talk about it.
All right.
And yeah.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Hey, hey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple or Google Podcasts, and other podcast providers. For more information, follow our Instagram at mastering.finland.podcast, subscribe to our monthly newsletter, and keep an eye on our website masteringfinland.com. Have a nice day, and good luck with your own Mastering Finland story. Bye!